Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chav, Shabbos 20, and we start today's Daf Yomi by beginning on the Mishnah, the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis, 19b. On the previous Mishnah, we had discussed that there was a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if a person was permitted to begin prohibited work on the eve of Shabbos that would conclude the work on Shabbos itself. And we explained in the previous Mishnahs, that there are some circumstances that Beis Shammai would admit to Beis Hillel that it's permitted to start the work on Erev Shabbos. And now our Mishnah discusses that even according to Beis Hillel, it says, generally speaking, you're allowed to start work on Erev Shabbos. There are certain circumstances where he admits that Beis Shammai's position is correct, that you're not allowed to start the work on the eve of Shabbos in order for that work to be completed on Shabbos. And so what are those cases, says our Mishnah? Ein solen basar batzal uveitza. A person is not allowed to roast meat or an onion or an egg on the eve of Shabbos with the intent that that would complete its cooking on Shabbos itself, unless ela kedesha yitzol mi ba'od yom, unless it's a circumstance where the work was done while it was still Erev Shabbos, while it was still the eve of Shabbos. So unless it was roasted while it was still Friday in a stage that it was eligible to be eaten, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that is. So too, a nos nimpas latanur im chashecha. A person is not allowed to put bread into the oven before Shabbos. V'lo charar. A charar was a type of cake that they made, which the bottom was on the fire itself. So the bottom was a type of coals. Agabi gecholim. You're not allowed to put the bread into the oven or the cake on top of the coals, unless the crust was formed while it was still Friday. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Kadesha Yikrum Hatachton, not only the upper crust, but also the bottom crust. And the reason why in these circumstances, Beis Hillel is going to say it's prohibited, even though generally speaking, he will allow you to do work on the eve of Shabbos, and under these circumstances, he's going to say it's going to be prohibited. And the reason why Beis Hillel prohibits it is out of the concern, maybe a person will come to stir the coals on Shabbos itself in order to increase the roasting of the meat or the baking of the bread. A person might come to adjust the flame. So now we go for the Gemara's analysis of this Mishnah. We go to the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, and the Gemara asks the basic question. We said that a person is not allowed to put something on the fire on the eve of Shabbos unless it will be enough, kedesha yitzol mi ba'od yom, unless it will be roasted or cooked while it's still daytime. So Gemara asks the question, what is this amount? What is the amount unless it will be roasted by the eve of Shabbos? V'kama, what is this amount? So says Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rav, kedesha yitzol mi ba'od yom kamachal ben drosai. It needs to be roasted on the eve of Shabbos or cooked on the eve of Shabbos sufficiently that it will become like what is called kamacho ben drosai, the food of ben drosai. Ben drosai was a person who was a robber, and he used to eat his food very quickly. And Rashi says he used to cook it to one third. So Rashi's position is the only way you could put something on the fire on Erev Shabbos is if it was at least one third cooked, because that is the minimum amount at which it is really edible under duress. Because like Ben Drosai had to eat it very quickly, so presumably so that he could get on with his running away from the authorities. And so therefore, or maybe he was just a strong person, but whatever it was, that is one third is the amount according to Rashi. And so therefore, once it's one third cooked, we're not concerned that you're going to come to stir the coals. However, as we said, that was Rashi's position, but the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Reish and Dalet Sif Beis rules that a person, in order for you to be able to put it on the flame on the eve of Shabbos, it needs to be half cooked, not one third cooked, but half cooked. And indeed, that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avram writes about this, that even though with respect to something that's cooked by a Gentile, the Shulchan Aruch rules that it is one third cooked. So we say, generally speaking, Bishul Akam is a prohibition. You're not allowed to have food cooked by a Gentile unless certain factors are required, which we discussed in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. But here, under these circumstances, that it's one third cooked, and that's where we say that if it was one third cooked by a Jew, it's not going to be a problem if the Gentile cooks it from that point on. And we don't adopt a strict position of half-cooked. However, with respect to Shabbos, we're going to be more strict. And the reason why we're more strict is because the Rambam in Laws of Shabbos, Chapter 9, Halacha Hey, says that Machol Ben Drosai is half-cooked. And so therefore, That's a distinction why the Shulchan Aruch is strict with half cooked by Shabbos and one third cooked by a non-Jew. What's the reason why a Jew is not supposed to eat food that was cooked by a non-Jew? So Rashi in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, says that the reason is because we might become to marry with them. Shelo Yavo Ischate Nimam. So we're concerned that we might come to marry a non-Jew. And so therefore, that's the reason why there is this prohibition of food cooked by a non-Jew. And indeed, the Gemara says, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shu Kamacho Ben Drosai, Ain bo mishum bishui nachrim. So this is the position that if it was cooked, kamachol ben drosai, if it was cooked like either this one third or one half, depending on which your approach, he says, then no longer does the prohibition of food cooked by a Gentile apply. What about a situation where it was cooked one third by the non-Jew, and then the Jew comes along and cooks it? So do we apply this principle to be strict as well by bishul aklam, by food cooked by a Gentile? So here there's a dispute between the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba is of the position that just like we say with respect to food cooked kamachol ben drosai, that it's going to be considered cooked with respect to leniency, and so therefore on Shabbos you can leave it on the fire. So too we are going to say that also it's strict with respect to food cooked by a non-Jew. However, the Rosh says no, that even if it's only cooked one third and then the Jew comes along and finishes it, since it's not really cooked but it's only under duress, then we're not going to be concerned about chasnus, about marriage under those circumstances, and therefore it would be permitted for the Jew to eat it, even though under other circumstances that would be a prohibited food.